Here's a thought I'll title, Where to Spend Your Money. I know, and rather bold of me and brazen to tell you where to spend your money, but it's based on 50 years of hard-earned knocks and learning curve in photography, and hopefully you can benefit from my silliness. I say this because looking back, I cringe when I think how much money I've spent on cameras and assorted accessories. I literally have big plastic bins full of little trinkets and stuff and things that seemed like they were going to be a solution but turned out to be just pissing money away. I wish someone had told me in my youth to spend my hard-earned cash on the highest quality lenses I could possibly afford. And that doesn't mean lots of them. That means the best of the best of the best, because, you know, it's really only the lens that touches and influences the light. Yeah, the camera's involved in exposure. Yeah, the film and the sensor have an impact on our images. But as I've aged, I've realized more and more how important the lens is to the process compared to everything else. Cameras are a lot sexier than lenses. But lenses are what can make or break not only a picture, but all the pictures you take. I've had a number of lenses that as I look back on them, I realize they were really soft, or they had weird optical characteristics, or they just complicated the process in ways that a better lens wouldn't have. I suppose all of you professional photographers out there are smiling or possibly even laughing at me because you realized this decades ago. I'm just catching up. In fact, I wish I'd spent more money on darkroom supplies and ink and paper and frames and methods of distribution, maybe even publication, and workshops, and far less money on cameras and travel. The travel part's been fun, but I didn't have to travel in order to make photographs. That was a bonus, not a necessity, which I didn't realize at the time. I used to think that exotic locations made good pictures, and they don't. Exotic locations don't make great pictures, but they might make great possibilities. It still takes a talented photographer with a great lens and a functional camera to make pictures. I could have easily taken all the money that I spent on cameras and travel and put it into lenses, and I have no doubt that my legacy would be much higher quality if I'd invested in the right photographic expenditures. But of course, that's sort of un-American to think that way, because we're supposed to think that the solution to all of our problems is in buying more stuff, which always makes me think about poor old Edward Weston and the really primitive camera that he had to use for all of his historic and groundbreaking images. Think what he could have done if he'd just had a decent camera and an orange crate full of accessories.
Copyright 2026, Lenswork Publishing.